Welcome back to The Conversation. I'm Bethann Kozlovich. Over the next 10 years, former sugar land owned by the state in central Maui is slated to become a business park. The plan to subdivide 285 acres for light industrial, commercial, nonprofit, and government use is open for public comment until April 7th. The project would become an income stream for the Department of Land and Natural Resources, similar to revenue-generating lands on Oahu and Hawaii Island. I recently talked with Russell Tsuji, the administrator of DLNR's land division, and I asked him how he'd like to see this project develop.
Well, our primary purpose on this one initially was income production to help support our department's natural resource and protection programs. But we do have quite a bit of acres out there, and I know that other departments and agencies are looking for space, and they saw this as a potential opportunity down the road. So we've had inquiries from the federal government and various entities throughout. But again, this is kind of a long process, so it's going to take a while in order to develop this area the way we want to do it.
With all of that, though, are there models that you see from others of your projects that would give an indication of what we might see in central Maui maybe 15 years from now or so?
This one would be a little different in that we have, like, for example, our Sand Island Industrial Business Park out in Sand Island, but that is all private commercial operations. Here, I really think it's going to end up being multiple government agencies out there. The county is already out there. DHHL is near this vicinity across the street, and I understand there are certain legislators are looking possibly to relocate certain state or county functions out there. Yeah.
So we might see buildings, federal buildings, we might see county buildings, we might see some nonprofit organizations out there.
And commercial and light industrial and stuff. So it'd be like a mix kind of.
A real mixed use in there. I mean, yeah. You've got enough acreage when you talk about 285 acres. But I want to talk to you a little bit more about how this streams income into the state, because it seems like your department is one that we don't talk very much about in this way. I mean, your very specific department charged with bringing money into other areas of DLNR.
Yeah, our division, you know, is the land management division, and we try to assist the land board in managing the various lands, the state lands. And we do have our small inventory of leases that we generate revenue from, and with that we support ourselves as well as the other divisions, natural invasives and threatened and endangered species, parks, and Commission of Water Resource Management, etc. Just goes on and on. Yeah, and we've been doing this for a while. It's just not necessarily publicized. Yeah.
Why not so publicized?
I don't know. Most people think leasing to commercial enterprises for revenue. They don't see that the tie-in with natural resources, but in the end, we actually use the revenue to help support our programs. So, like in this project here, that's what we're hoping for, the long-term revenue generation to help support DLNR in the long term. Yeah, this project is really something for the future generations of DLNR, the future needs. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, when it comes to the kind of revenue that you have to generate, both for your own operations and to be able to farm out to other projects and give support, how much are we talking?
An example of 2016 fiscal year, what went to the other DLNR divisions and offices was a little over $4 million. Previous prior years, it's been higher, but last year it was a little over $4 million. The prior year, we funded... when you add in, we actually had to cover the $4 million for the ICUN conference. So that came out of our special fund, which is the rent revenues, together with transferring to the other division. So that year was pretty large. We probably transferred out over $7 million, which included $4 million for the ICUN conference. Yeah.
And how much do you need for your own operations?
Annually, we run, last fiscal year, was roughly about $6 million. For our land division operations, and when I say land division, I include the Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands, which is funded by, 100% funded by our operations.
Meaning that there aren't any tax revenues or dollars coming to you?
That's correct. Not for operating expenses. The only time we get from the legislature and possibly that's geo bond money is when we do the large acquisitions like Turtle Bay or Lipoa Point, etc.
So when it comes to the proposed business park on Maui, what is it that you'd like to see that generate? I mean, is there a certain way that you regard how this land will be developed, not just with some of the federal or state buildings or county buildings that may go there, but is there a nut you have to crack with that?
Well, there'll be entitlement, land use entitlements that we will be needing from the state land use commission as well as county council. But once we even get through that, just to build out the basic infrastructure for this area, water, sewer, you know, and the roads and stuff, we're going to need the assistance of the legislature because that is a very large cost, yeah.
Do you have any idea of what that cost might be for an acreage this large?
I don't have an accurate number that I would feel comfortable sharing at this time, but it is large. It is not insignificant. It is a very significant amount.
You're talking about a bunch of sugarcane areas that has not a whole lot in it right now, right?
That's right. There's virtually no infrastructure. There's no water. Water I'm working on, but there is no sewer capacity, so we'd have to take care of that issue.
But to balance what it's going to cost you to develop this area with what it needs to return to be able to make this a viable conduit of income for other programs, do you have a sense of what this is going to have to return to you to do all of that?
Well, I think for the infrastructure, the basic infrastructure, we're going to be needing the legislature's help on getting an appropriation. So it'll be an investment from the legislature side, but they got to, I think we'd have to convince them that this area is worth investing in, and because of the amount of acres we have, because again, I'm not limiting this area to income production, but we're hoping this area will be an area for other government offices and operations. In fact, our DOFA, our forestry, has an area that it was looking to relocate its base yard at in this park. Yeah. That's since been put on hold for monetary reasons, but we're still reserving that site for them.
Well, before all of this happens, obviously there's going to have to be an environmental impact statement. When will that start?
That's correct. And the ESPIN, the prep notice, has been filed. So we will be going through the process. We're anticipating the EIS studies probably to complete it will take us into probably early 2018. And then from there, we're hoping the next step would be filing a boundary amendment with the State Land Use Commission, and subsequent to that to go through the county entitlements, which would be county zoning and county community plan amendments.
Which I take it will also mean that you'll be having public meetings and engaging the community.
Yes, there'll be many public meetings, yes, and opportunity to comment on the EIS as well.
So with all of this now just at the very, very beginnings of this, if it all moves along reasonably well, and that's I say advisedly, you think that we're going to be looking at a very changed Central Maui within, say, 15 years?
I'm hoping that's the objective and goal, yes, for the future of DLNR. Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the time that you've given us today, and we'll be seeing how this percolates.
Okay. Thank you.
Russell Tsuji is the administrator of DLNR's Land Division. The plan for Central Maui's Business Park is open for public comment, this part of it at least, until April 7th.